Welcome to Narratives. Michelle Summers writes crime romance fiction. She loves the tension and contrast created between grisly crimes and romantic love. Here, her main love interest, an author of crime fiction, is under suspicion and being checked out by the hero, a detective investigating a murder.
Her speech was so close to a confession that sweetness glazed his tongue. She was brazen, he'd give her that, and too goddamn sexy in the green filmy get-up that clung and revealed and, well, revealed. The muscle man deep in conversation with her seemed to think so. His palm brushed her upper arm as he leaned in. She gazed into his eyes, didn't pull away. Chase pushed out of his seat. Time to clear his head of her in the dress, out of it. He tossed back his lemon, lime and bitters. Better if it was whiskey. Only this was work, albeit off the clock. He had a hunch and he had to follow wherever it led, which meant keeping his head. Focus. Not easy with a certain strawberry blonde needling at his concentration. But he'd prevailed under worse pressure, and there were worse things than surveilling a certain Stacey Holland, even if she was willing to kill for a good story. His glass clattered onto the table. Difficult to believe the woman could plan, let alone execute a murder. But too many indicators pointed her way, and until he could rule her out, she was stuck fast under his radar. And muscle man's, it seemed. The bastard could barely tear his eyes off her. With a growl, Chase headed for the double glass doors leading out to the rose garden. What the hell are you doing here? His hand paused on the cold of the glass, then pushed, and he slipped through toward the scent of roses, leaving the plush scent of honeysuckle behind. The door opened behind him as he knew it would. Chase? Even angry, her voice contained a lilt that tugged at his gut. Low. He turned to meet her flinted green glare, her face a soft contrast of shadows under the muted lighting. So not the face of a murderer. He crushed the thought before it wheedled its way through his reserve. He'd worked homicide long enough to know murder had many faces, some of them just as exquisite as the one looking up at him now. Funny how fate keeps crossing our paths. He grinned. Does pull the other ring any bells for you? The daggers in her expression said she missed the humour. One day he'd see her laugh. Another thought to bury, and he'd heap on weed killer just to make sure. He had no business making the stern Stacey Holland laugh. Enjoying the view, on the other hand, was free fodder, and who in their right mind would pass up such a bargain? He indulged in a slow perusal of that dress close up, enjoying the way her skin flushed, the red disappearing beneath her strapless neckline. His spike in temperature had everything to do with spring moving towards summer and nothing to do with the view or his reaction to it. He switched focus from his reaction to hers. Why am I here? To celebrate the success of woman in writing, of course. Something I'm sure your date is most grateful for. She frowned the moment the words left her lips, the grate of her voice matching the porcupine prickles in her stance. His grin couldn't help but widen. His date was busy networking inside, and Gracie's bestie. And while dating his sister's friends was something he'd partaken on occasion in the past, this, right now, was work. That didn't mean he couldn't enjoy it. Jealous? She even snorted cute. I write fiction, I don't live it, detective. You called me Chase before, and many other things, but I think for all intents and purposes, detective is fine. He stepped in. Why? Because it helps you keep your distance? She tottered backward on those ridiculous heels, heels that made her legs go on forever, tempting a man to explore and dream and want. He reached out, and the only way to steady her was to pull her in. He was a practical guy, after all. Her chin tilted up, the set of those plump raspberry lips unimpressed, even whilst the green of her eyes became overtaken by black, by a need almost equal to his. Why are you really here, detective? She pressed every single one of his buttons, and he was tempted to press back. Hard. Against the wall, on the carved wooden bench. A life without living is worthless. Why his father's words came to him now, he had no idea. He was all too familiar with the weight of regrets. Damn. Killer she may be, but cold she was definitely not. Why was he there? For this. Her lips parted, an invitation in any language. He accepted like the gentleman he was. She tasted of chilled champagne and strawberries dipped in dark chocolate mousse. His hands moved from her waist to her hips and he pulled her in closer still, just as he'd imagined doing back when she bowled into his precinct almost a year ago on the pretext of research. His heart gunned like a V8 eating up ground on the Grand Prix home straight. Her mouth moved tentatively under his and he groaned. If only she wasn't... He jerked back. What? A cold-blooded killer?
You have been listening to Michelle Summers, reading from her romantic crime fiction, Murder Most Unusual. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.